Greetings, my friends. This is Brother Ephraim, and I would like to pick up today for the inspiration where I left off yesterday morning in Matthew chapter 4. We're talking about when Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We looked at the first temptation yesterday, and today I want to look at the second one. So I'm reading verse 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew chapter 4. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now at first appearance, it might seem like the devil really wanted to destroy Jesus. He figured that he would get him to commit suicide, he would jump off, and he would get killed. And of course, the devil would have liked that. But there's also a lot more there. I don't know if that's what the devil really was thinking about. Chances are he was. But I'd like to look at some other things that were going on here. He started in by saying, If thou be the Son of God. Again, he was casting doubt, or trying to anyways, and trying to test him, trying to get him to prove who he was. And the devil does the same thing to us. If we're believers in Christ, we're saved by him, he comes to us and wants to make us to feel like we need to prove who we are. But really, we don't need to try to prove to the devil who we are. All we need to do is claim the blood of Jesus, abide in Jesus, and speak the name of Jesus, and the devil will flee. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you, James says. Resist him in Jesus' name, and he flees. And the devil knows he's been very, very, very defeated by Jesus. He tried to crucify Jesus, and he was successful. He did crucify him, and Jesus was laid in the grave dead. The devil thought he was triumphant. 3 days later, when Jesus rose, the devil knew that he was utterly defeated. But now he goes about seeking to steal faith away from us. So, don't think you need to prove to the devil who you are. Just abide in Jesus. Resist him in the name of Jesus. Another thing that we have to look at here is the devil was twisting scripture. He was actually using scripture for Jesus and trying to get him to do something according to scripture, but he was definitely twisting it. And he was taking a promise from Psalm 91 that does promise that he will give his angels charge concerning us, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time they dash thy foot against a stone. He takes a promise and misapplies it. There's a lot of focus on promises in Scripture, it seems, nowadays. And it's fine to focus on promises when we need them, like we do, but be careful that your spirit is right. Make sure you don't just want to consume it upon your own lust, which is what the devil was trying to get Jesus to do. Why do we focus on promises? Maybe we want to be seen of men. Maybe we want things to happen so that we can be considered super spiritual. I personally believe that there would be a lot more miracles, possibly, in our day, but for the fact that people tend to boast about them when they happen. And that's not what God wants. Miracles in the name of Jesus would be to draw man to him and to exalt the Lord Jesus. But so often when they happen, people exalt themselves and want to be seen as super spiritual, being able to make miracles happen. This may be what the devil was wanting Jesus to look at, to cast himself off the temple so that people could admire him and see him as powerful and all that. Jesus would do plenty of miracles in his life, but not at the devil's command. Sometimes when we look at promises in Scripture, we are not meeting the conditions of the promise. Like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's a beautiful promise. But what's the condition? It's believing in Jesus. So many people say they believe, but their lives don't line up. Jesus isn't number one in their lives. They don't have that saving faith. Believing is so much more than mental assent. Believing is so much more than just believing that Jesus was a historical figure. We must believe that he was God, he is God, he was sent from heaven, all that Scripture says that he was and is, and that he's king. And a king is to be revered and feared and obeyed. So many claim Jesus as their Savior, but they won't obey him as Lord. And if we're not obeying him as Lord, we're not truly believing. Another one would be that people like to claim a lot is all things work out for good for those that love him, for those that are called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:26. And we love that, to think that all things work together for our good. But are we called according to his purpose? Are we walking in our calling? Are we walking in the purpose that God has for us? If we are, then yes, all things do work out for good. But we have to make sure that the conditions of a promise are met first, before we expect that we can have the promise. And Jesus very well knew that this verse that the devil was quoting was not to be used the way the devil was trying to get him to use it. You know, you don't just go up and throw yourself off a cliff or off a high building in order to get God to do some miracle and save you, if he really cares about you. That's not the way we do. We do what we can to be safe and to walk in humility and in godliness. And then God, yes, he does protect us. He does give us mercy. He keeps us from harm many times. But we must not tempt God. It's so beautiful how Jesus, again, he combated the devil with Scripture, and that's what you and I must do. When we get tempted to do wrong, we must know the Scriptures, and we must combat that temptation with Scripture. The devil gave us an opportunity here to see how Jesus faced the temptations, and Jesus, all three times, he used Scripture. He stood on Scripture. He gave the devil Scripture. And we must do the same if we're going to be victorious. God would not be mocked. It says that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we sow to the flesh, we'll reap corruption. If we sow to the Spirit, we'll reap life everlasting. Let's walk in the Spirit today. Not so to the flesh. And let's use the Scriptures rightly. Let's not use them lightly or in a twisted way or in a way that we're trying to be seen of men, to look super spiritual or anything like that. So God bless you. I hope you're in the Word today. And call back tomorrow again. We're going to talk about the last temptation, verses 8 through 11. So may we together love the Lord Jesus with all our heart and glorify Him. Amen.